This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's hard to believe, but county fair season is upon us. Sangamon County kicks off tomorrow, the 13th. Greene County Fair follows on the 17th, and the Montgomery County Fair gets underway on June 21st. It's also hard to believe it's been a year since Ailey Elmore was crowned Queen of Montgomery County, but she's had a busy and rewarding experience. Today, Ailey will tell us about her reign as county royalty.
So me and my littles have traveled to almost 40 pageants and probably 15 parades and several other community events. So I think we may have set a record for the most pageants and parades attended. But some of my favorites were not just the pageants and parades, but some of the things I got to do within the community. WorkSaver in Litchfield asked me to come speak. They had several of their vendors come and were showing them around the WorkSaver factory, and they wanted me to come and speak to all their different vendors, and they were people from across the nation, and I was able to talk to them about agriculture, and many of them came up to me afterwards and were just so surprised. They hadn't really seen women in agriculture before, so I was really excited to be able to touch on that and open those doors for other people.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like a great experience.
Yeah, this was something that was really fun. And obviously the state fair days, or the county fair days at the state fair, were some of the best memories, being able to go to Springfield and then also being able to go to the DuQuoin State Fair, which I had never been in. I got to ride in the pace car that they used for their horse racing, which was something that was really fun.
Well, awesome. It sounds like you've had a great year, and I remember talking with you as you first became queen, and as you mentioned, you're a woman in agriculture, not only with the fair, but you grew up on a farm. You have a farming background, so have you been able to share that experience with a lot of people?
Yeah, I definitely have. I mean, even traveling up to the state pageant in January, I was able to give my speech on not only banking but also farming and how those two correlate with my background, and I feel like I've been able to inspire others and get to talk to children and young girls about the opportunities that await them in agriculture. And this next Saturday in the Irish Day Parade, I'll actually be driving a John Deere 4320, so I'm hoping I can help inspire other girls that they can do the same and that they aren't held back by the barrier just because they are women.
Awesome. Well, Ailey, you've got a great attitude, and I will ask, as the year is almost coming to an end, what has been your favorite part about being queen? What has been the most enjoyable thing for you?
I think just being that spokesperson for Montgomery County. It's so funny because I know all the other counties, all the other counties now by their county fair queen. So I feel as though now all these other counties know me as Montgomery County. I feel like I've been able to represent Montgomery County in agriculture and also being a role model for other people, and it's just been an amazing experience.
Awesome. Well, that's wonderful to hear, and I'm so glad that it's been a good experience for you. County Fair is almost here, so I'd like to talk about that and promote it. Of course, the pageant is upcoming as well.
Yes, the pageant is on June 21st, and it starts at 7 o'clock. We have several girls competing. We have 4 Miss contestants and 9 Junior Miss, I believe, and 10 Little Miss. So we're going to have a great pageant, really good turnout, and I'm really excited for everyone to get to meet the girls.
That's on Wednesday. So will all of those pageants be on the same day this year, or are they different days?
Yes. In the past, we've done them on different days, but this year we are just doing the Miss, Junior Miss, and Little Miss pageant, so they will all be on the Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock.
All right, sounds great. I know that's not the only thing going on at the fair, and some of the plans are probably still pending and getting put into place, but Ailey, anything else while you've got the chance that you'd like to talk to us about happening at this year's fair?
Yeah, we have pretty much something for everyone. On Thursday, June 22nd, it's actually Great Fisherman Day. Many of you have probably heard that name, and all of the money partial funds will be going towards INAD research. I've been able to raise money throughout my reign by selling sweet corn and other activities to be able to promote INAD. So I'm really excited that the fair is going to get behind that too. And on Friday, June 23rd, we are going to have motocross and quad racing starting at 7:30 p.m. And the grandstand passes are $5, or you can get a pit pass for $10. And on Saturday, June 24th, we have the many Special Olympic activities starting at 10 a.m., which is just, like, that was one of my favorite experiences at the fair, getting to meet all of these young people and seeing what great attitudes about life that they have, even though many people see what they have as a disability. They just don't see it that way. And then after that, we will have Kids Day activities going from 11:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. And Saturday evening, we will have our demo derby, which I know is one of the biggest people drawers to the fair, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. And on Sunday, June 25th, we have the truck and tractor pulls beginning at 1 p.m. with grandstand admission costing $5 and pit passes costing $15. That was one of my favorite events last year because I was actually able to drive the tractor in the tractor pull by myself, and that was such a fun experience.
Well, I know between that and the demo, that's usually one of the county favorites, like you said.
Yeah, it really is.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be a great fair. We hope we have great weather, which we never know what Mother Nature's going to throw at us. But lots of great events lined up. Ailey, anything you would like to say? I know you'll probably have a chance to speak at the fair and at the pageant, but this may be the last time that I get a chance to interview you before that day. So anything, final thoughts you may have as you're rounding out the year as queen?
Yeah, I really want to say thank you for anyone that has supported me throughout my reign. Really, the whole entire county has been by my side this entire journey. I know competing at the state pageant, and I had so many people even come up to me afterwards and say that they were there supporting me, and it was just such a humbling experience. And then getting to place in the top 15, I just really hope I made Montgomery County proud, and that's all I really wanted this year.
Ailey Elmore, the 2016 Montgomery County Fair Queen. Well, in other news, the U.S. Department of Ag's latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report released Friday offered no changes to U.S. corn ending stocks and increased the ending stocks estimate for soybeans. USDA increased soybean ending stocks for new crop soybeans to 495 million bushels, up from 480 million last month, and left new crop corn ending stocks unchanged at 2.1 billion bushels. The season average corn price estimate received by producers is unchanged from last month at $3 to $3.80 per bushel. The season average price for soybeans was forecasted at $8.30 to $10.30 per bushel, and the season average farm price for wheat is projected at $3.90 to $4.70 per bushel, up 5 cents from the latest report. USDA will release its U.S. acreage and grain stocks reports on June 30th. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue will give testimony to the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee on Tuesday. The subcommittee will hold a hearing on President Trump's proposed budget for fiscal year 2018. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, Michael Young, the Department of Agriculture Budget Officer, who is also acting as Deputy Secretary, and Robert Johansson, USDA's Chief Economist, are scheduled to testify, according to the Hagstrom Report. The budget proposal would cut funding for trade promotion programs and eliminate more than 230 jobs geared toward boosting U.S. exports. These proposed cuts follow a promise from the secretary that the administration would focus on expanding foreign market access to help farmers. The plan also proposes to cut $193 billion from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program over the next decade and makes cuts to farm subsidies. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.